They owned it. They owned the vacant lot. They, not the Sombra Corporation, they owned the rose. He felt as if he'd just taken a hard shot to the head. The rose belonged to the Tet Corporation, which was the firm of Duchesne, Dean, Chambers, and Oy. It was now their responsibility, for better or for worse. This round, they had won. Which did not change the fact that he had a bullet in his leg. "Roland," he said, "there's something you have to do for me." 10. 5 minutes later, Eddie lay on the cabin's linoleum floor in his ridiculous knee-length collar and Sturgis underbreeches. In one hand he held a leather belt which had spent its previous life holding up various pairs of Aaron Deepnose pants. Beside him was a basin filled with a dark brown fluid. The hole in his leg was about 3 inches below his knee and a little bit to the right of the shin bone. The flesh around it had risen up in a hard little cone. This miniature volcano's caldera was currently plugged with a shiny red-purple clot of blood. 2 folded towels had been laid beneath Eddie's calf. "Are you going to hypnotize me?" he asked Roland. Then he looked at the belt he was holding and knew the answer. "Ah, shit, you're not, are you?" "No time." Roland had been rummaging in the junk drawer to the left of the sink. Now he approached Eddie with a pair of pliers in one hand and a paring knife in the other. Eddie thought they made an exceedingly ugly combo. The gunslinger dropped to one knee beside him. Tower and Deepnose stood in the living area, side by side, watching with big eyes. "There was a thing Court told us when we were boys," Roland said. "Will I tell it to you, Eddie?"
"If you think it'll help, sure."
"Pain rises. From the heart to the head, pain rises. Double up Cy Aaron's belt and put it in your mouth." Eddie did as Roland said, feeling very foolish and very scared. In how many Western movies had he seen a version of this scene? Sometimes John Wayne bit a stick, and sometimes Clint Eastwood bit a bullet, and he believed that in some TV show or other, Robert Culp had actually bitten a belt. "But of course we have to remove the bullet," Eddie thought. "No story of this type would be complete without at least one scene where..." A sudden memory, shocking in its brilliance, struck him and the belt tumbled from his mouth. He actually cried out. Roland had been about to dip his rude operating instruments in the basin which held the rest of the disinfectant. Now he looked at Eddie, concerned. "What is it?" For a moment, Eddie couldn't reply. His breath was quite literally gone, his lungs as flat as old inner tubes. He was remembering a movie the Dean boys had watched one afternoon on TV in their apartment. The one in Brooklyn, the Bronx, Co-op City. Henry mostly got to pick what they watched because he was bigger and older. Eddie didn't protest too often or too much. He idolized his big brother. When he did protest too much, he was apt to get the old Indian rope burn or maybe a Dutch rub up the back of his neck. What Henry liked was Westerns, the sort of movies where, sooner or later, some character had to bite the stick or belt or bullet. "Roland," he said. His voice was just a faint wheeze to start with. "Roland, listen."
"I hear you very well."
"There was a movie. I told you about movies, right?"
"Stories told in moving pictures."
"Sometimes Henry and I used to stay in and watch them on TV. Television's basically a home movie machine." "A shit machine, some would say," Tower put in. Eddie ignored him. "One of the movies we watched was about these Mexican peasants, Falcon if it does you, who hired some gunslingers to protect them from the bandidos who came every year to raid their village and steal their crops. Does any of this ring a bell?" Roland looked at him with gravity and what might have been sadness.
"Yes, indeed it does."
"And the name of Tien's village, I always knew it sounded familiar, but I didn't know why. Now I do. The movie was called The Magnificent Seven. And just by the way, Roland, how many of us were in the ditch that day waiting for the wolves?"